This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people died, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is the time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway.
What did you say?
There's going to be a new world order out there.
The aluminum. So anyway.
Love all the folks with the memes. Keeping the love out there. Keeping InfoWars alive. We really appreciate everybody. We really appreciate, we got this Croatian leader getting in Trudeau's face when he traveled to the European Union, and also Christina Anderson, who, wow, is just an amazing, I guess, German member of the European Union Parliament who just keeps kicking ass. This is a little dictator that could, tramping around Europe and getting confronted.
Poštovane kolege, dragi građani, premijeru Trudeau. Sloboda, pravo izbora, pravo na život i zdravlje, pravo na rad za mnoge od nas, to su temeljna ljudska prava na koje su milioni građana Evrope položili svoje živote. Za obranu naših prava,
children,
naše djece, koje smo stjecali stoljećima,
mnogi
od nas, uključujući,
he's willing to risk.
Spremni smo riskirati vlastitu slobodu i položiti
his freedom and his lives to fight it.
Živote. Nažalost, danas su među nama
today, people aren't willing to fight.
I oni koji gaze te temeljne vrijednosti.
I'm just paraphrasing.
Kanada, nekada simbol,
once a symbol of the modern world,
modernog svijeta, je pod
has become a symbol of civil rights violations.
Kvaziliberalne čizme proteklih mjeseci
under your quasi-liberal boot in recent months.
Temeljnih ljudskih prava i građanskih sloboda. Gledali
we watched how you trample women with horses,
žene, kako samohranim roditeljima
block the bank accounts of single parents
račune, da ne mogu platiti
so that they can't even pay for their children's education and medicine,
lijekove,
they can't pay utilities,
račune za struju i vodu. Da ne mogu
mortgages for their homes.
Rate kredita za svoje domove.
Za you, these may be liberal methods.
Metode.
For many citizens of the world, it's called a dictatorship.
Za mnoge građane svijeta, to je diktatura najgore vrste.
Of the worst kind.
Budite
rest assured that the citizens of the world,
svijeta, udruženi,
united, can stop any regime that wants to destroy
svaki režim koji želi uništiti slobodu građana bilo bombama, bilo štetnim farmaceutskim proizvodima. Hvala.
And then here's what she had to say.
Mr. Trudeau, you are a disgrace for any democracy. Please spare us your presence.
Christina Anderson, remember radio listeners? I'm narrating for radio listeners. We're a TV program as well, but I have to narrate for radio listeners.
I will now give the floor to Ms. Christine Anderson.
PowerPoint.
Thank you. Based on Article 195, I doubt that it would have been more appropriate for Mr. Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, to address this House according to Article 144, an article which was specifically designed to debate violations of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, which is clearly the case with Mr. Trudeau. Then again, a Prime Minister who openly admires the Chinese basic dictatorship, who tramples on fundamental rights by persecuting and criminalizing his own citizens, citizens as terrorists just because they dared to stand up to his perverted concept of democracy should not be allowed to speak in this house at all. Mr. Trudeau, you are a disgrace for any democracy. Please spare us your presence. Thank you.
Powerful. We'll be back at the number out and take your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, puppet Biden is tramping around Europe, looking lost and confused. But he takes time out from his busy day trying to start World War III to admit that, oh, this is causing global food shortages. Of course, he blames it all on Russia. Russia's just the cherry on top right now, but it is exacerbating it. And the massive sanctions on Russia, who supplies a large portion of the oil and gas to the world and fertilizer, is crippling the situation and supercharging already exploding inflation. And now that big banks and oil companies have an excuse to blame all the inflation on Russia, they're allowing it to accelerate even worse. It really is an incredible time to be alive here. And I wanted to talk about this in a moment because the federal government's doing everything it can to block natural gas use in the United States. In fact, I can get clips of Biden saying we're going to end up outlawing natural gas, even though it's totally clean. First it's coal, then it's natural gas. And trying to block natural gas drilling permits and new pipeline permits and blocking the Keystone Pipeline that brings both oil and gas through its systems. So he's publicly holding us underwater while we drown and then talking about how much he wants to give us a life preserver. So today's live show headline really says it all. Great Reset. President Biden heralds food shortages as next step of globalist power grab. And I played that clip last hour. He said this will teach us to tighten our belts and to lower our carbon footprint and to cut our use of fossil fuels. Oh, but it's all the Russians' fault. Boy, I sure wish it was their fault because they'd be easy to deal with. But instead, we have the globalists ruling us right here at home. And here's the headline. EU signs U.S. gas deal to curb reliance on Russia. The U.S. will only supply 10% of what Russia does, so that won't help them with their electricity and with cooking their food and with heating their homes and everything else they do. But now the U.S. that's been running low on gas because of all the sanctions Biden has put on us with these regulations. I mean, that's what it is, not giving out new permits and shutting down thousands of gas spurs or ordering gas companies to go dig up their gas pipelines and update them. We got a ranch in East Texas, got a gas pipeline that they updated in the 80s. Supposedly got a 60-year service, hadn't had any leaks, hadn't had any problems. It's not our gas. We don't get the money. It's a right-of-way. And they're out there putting in a new deal. We were talking to the guy a few weeks ago when I was out there visiting family, and he's like, yeah, it's just Biden's regulations. We got to pull up all this gas pipeline and put a new one in. Imagine that cost. Well, that's all passed on to you folks. Over 2,000 gas spurs shut down in pipelines. The Keystone pipeline shut down. And you wonder why you're paying more for electricity. Because they've cut the coal power plants almost completely off. And now they're not getting enough gas to feed the power plants. And now they've cut off the Russian gas. And so now they're going to take our gas and give it to the Europeans. At, of course, jacked up prices. Artificial scarcity. And, of course, we really shouldn't even complain. We're dumb enough to let these criminals steal elections and do this. And at least you're not in Africa. Because the UN, and I actually agree with their numbers because I've done my own research on it, is estimating 200 extra million people are going to starve to death in the next 2 years because of inflation and because of this war. Because Africa gets about half its grain from Ukraine. You go, well, why don't the Africans just eat something else? That's one of the only high-calorie things they can get cheap. And then they work in factories and farms growing stuff for us. But they can't grow grain in most areas of Africa. They can grow everything else. How dare those Africans want bread? But see, you won't hear a liberal say a word about that because they're not supposed to. They just wrap themselves in that they're liberal and they love black people and the corporate spokespersons are all black. Basically, every corporate spokesperson. Of course, the companies aren't owned by black people. It's so evil. The New World Order wearing blackface. Here is Biden talking about how very real the pain's going to be, how we're all under sanctions to hurt Russia. Then I've got some inflation news.
Nothing more to report. With regard to food shortage, yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well.
Where it really is poor people. You see, folks in Africa and most people in Latin America and the Middle East and most areas of Asia pay about 40% of their paycheck for food. In the U.S. and other industrialized countries, it's less than 20%. And they have graphs on this. They know that once food cost goes up to 50%, starvation, revolution, and war start. And about 6 months ago, almost every third world country in the world is now spending more than half its money on food. And the graph's the worst it's ever been. It's going straight up. So it hasn't just gone above the 50% mark. In many areas, people are spending 60-plus percent of their income, that might just be a few dollars a day, on food. And then those countries are going to collapse, and masses are going to starve to death, and then those that survive, tough, strong, military-aged men that can make the trek while the women and children starve, they're going to come up here and be indoctrinated by the UN at UN facilities, refugee camps for up to 6 months, and then brought in to be the new globalist permanent underclass. And then we're in checkmate. It's called replacement migration. That's why if you talk about it, even though it's on the UN website and it's their plan, they will come after you so quick because that's a key linchpin. The globalists in documents that Judicial Watch got 15 years ago and Lou Dobbs covered that I put my film Endgame. They explain, we're going to use a virus to take over, and we're going to use the collapse of the third world to flood the first world and take over, and then we're going to bring in a cashless society on the backs of that. And that's in my film Endgame, made almost 15 years ago, 2017. May 2007. So, think about that. So, yeah, they're going to kill the Africans, kill the Latin Americans, kill the Muslims in the Middle East, all of them. And then those that survive are going to flood us and be brainwashed to be anti-Christian, anti-white by the rich billionaire white people that are actually eugenicists playing us all off against each other. EU signs U.S. gas deal to curb reliance. And then you've got this. Majority of voters blame Joe Biden's policies for inflation. But he's just a puppet. How about the Great Reset? How about Klaus Schwab? How about the New World Order? Who runs that? Identify them, and they won't be able to get away with it. But no, it's just their puppet that's about to preside over this disaster. Who can we get that's dumb enough to preside over this? Get Joe. He'll do it. Get Joe. He'll go along. Oh, but voters in the Rasmussen poll who make over $200,000 a year are much less worried about inflation and don't blame Joe Biden. Oh, because when you're making $200,000 a year, you're spending less than 10% of your money on food. But I know when I was in college paying my own way and trying to have a couple jobs and do it, I remember not buying the expensive food, buying the cheap food, buying the bargain food, because I wanted to live on my own when I was 18, 19. I had a couple jobs, and I was doing better than most people. Most of my money went to buy a nice car and insurance and decent clothes, but I was in an apartment, and, you know, nice apartment with a, had a, you know, had a nice pool and workout gym and stuff, and I took girls out on dates, but I was running out of money. Can you imagine an African or somebody in Latin America? They just starved to death, folks. The toll-free number to join us to talk about all these subjects and any item you want to raise, any angle you want to go with. I want to hear from you all on this Supreme Court nominee that can't say what a woman is and all the rest of it. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, people from foreign countries, people that agree, people that disagree. We're taking all your calls on this and a lot more coming up. Toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX. All right, we come back. Hospitals worldwide under UN control, mass murdering people on record and even bragging about it. We'll cover it all straight ahead.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Consortium of experts and callers and individuals on, whistleblowers that have seen behind the veil. And together, like a jigsaw puzzle, we put the pieces into place and reverse engineer the enemy's operation. I just got chills. The Holy Spirit in me knows what I said was so on target, so true. When we all realize we are collectively working together as individuals, but through free will forming a collective, we are unstoppable. We're getting the phones loaded up here with a lot of callers. We'll go to your next segment. Appreciate you all calling in. I want to hit this story, and I've talked a lot about this, and there's been a lot of big new developments. But sometimes I watch the rebroadcast or I listen to parts of it, and I just think, you know, you're such high energy, Jones, the whole time. When I'm being retrospective, looking at myself and how I behave as if I'm an outsider, sometimes you need to slow down a little bit because that gives it more gravity. And I really don't have the gravity to highlight what I'm about to say. I mean, this is big stuff. And I have empathy. I know you have empathy. It's why you listen to this broadcast. And it's not because I'm a candy ass. It's not because I'm a bleeding heart. Empathy is when you see something happening to somebody else that's wrong. You don't like it because you instinctively know it's you or your family next. Now, it manifests by Christ-likeness, where you want to help people because you really love them. And the greatest thing is one that lays down his life for his brother or his fellow man, his fellow human. But if we don't do something about this, it's on us. And I am really convicted by this. In that I need to do something about it, and you need to do something about it. And I don't even want to hate Interpol or the Justice Department or the Royal Mounted Police or any of these federal police agencies. I just wish that they weren't such cowardly, evil lawyers at the top. Because this is all open and shut, and I'm going to hit the news here, but it's really more important just to set the table here. Remember about 4 years ago, blackface governor of Virginia, then governor, got replaced recently, is a doctor who actually ran a hospital that would harvest organs of babies and sell them. He was on a show with two women. He said, listen, in that fake southern voice he uses, he's like, we don't want the government involved in anything we do. We don't want any men involved. We don't want the police involved. And the women are nodding their heads.
It's going to be the woman and at least two doctors are going to decide whether we keep baby comfortable.
And everything is a double-speak demon talk. The sick, sweet, oily, liberal voice, the I'm not a predator, where this guy literally harvests babies' organs, kills them. But, of course, his camouflage, his coloration is,
I'm a liberal, I'm loving for you. And he says, we don't want men involved with what a woman do, do we? The women are like,
on the radio show, they were shooting video.
He goes, sometime we decide to, you know, keep them comfortable. Sometime we let them go on and they don't get kept comfortable.
Now he said, in a black uniform all sharp. We keep them alive and harvest their organs once all the orders come in to get top bidder pricing. Everyone would just be tearing that hospital up, going, he'd be lynched out front in an hour. I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying that was what happened. He was in a Nazi uniform.
But could he talk like this?
Because he does that, he goes,
we don't want government involved or police.
The women are like, no.
And we don't want courts involved. No. It's between woman and doctor. And we decide whether baby live or baby die. We decide to resuscitate or not to resuscitate.
Now, that's not regular resuscitation where you fell off a five-story building while you're painting or, you know, replacing a light bulb and they show up and you're dead and they give you mouth-to-mouth and defibrillate you and start your heart again. No, no, no. In bioethics terms, because all these terms mean different things, keep baby comfortable means prep them, drug them up, put them in a coma, waiting to get their organs taken. That's keep baby comfortable. That's get them ready for harvesting. And resuscitation means they go, okay, we don't know if we want to keep this baby alive. The woman's all drugged up. We're going to get her to agree to say, oh, baby doesn't look too good. You want to say bye-bye to baby? Oh, you agree? Oh, I got a doctor. He said, you got to have one more doctor. We agree. She said we're going to get the baby. And then they kill it. But if they decide not to kill, because they're already deciding it's dead. This isn't a human. Under bioethics, we've decided this baby isn't a human. So they go, oh, the baby is not alive. You want to keep it alive? Oh, we're going to resuscitate. We're going to keep it alive. It's alive. Its heart's beating. No. Then if they decide to not resuscitate, that means they then kill it. See the pervert way of doing it? I'm not saying he's a pedophile. He just kills babies. And supports killing babies after they're born, harvest organs. But I mean, if I was going to cast somebody for, you know, like a team of pedophiles, it'd be him and Brian Stelter, you know, for a movie. Not saying they're pedophiles. He's just a ghoul that kills kids. But see, that's the whole basis of this, you see. I'm hit these articles. We're going to go to break. I'm going to hit these. I'm going to write your calls. But you got to get the flavor of the language they're using and how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. And then you'll know why. Whether it's New Zealand or Australia or Germany or France, whether it's Austria or Ireland, whether it's Canada or the United States, in all blue city globalist controlled areas, the directive came down from the bioethics board of the insurance companies that run the hospitals now and said, we want you to give old people this group of drugs that is lethal injection. But first you hook them up to an intubation, run it for 5 days or however long you max out their insurance on top of the money you get for killing them, and then you give them the lethal injection drug, which is on record. I got a whole stack of it right here. New articles about it today. And the articles are like, is it wrong we killed them? Is it wrong we gave them lethal injection? And nobody's stopping them. Not your local grand juries, not your federal, because they're all a bunch of candy-ass lawyers that watch CNBC and MSNBC and CNN. They're all a party to this mass murder.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back. Okay, so let me give you the boil down, then I'll hit these stories and go to the calls. The Western world after World War II had a baby boom in our populations in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the U.S. doubled on average in the next 30 years. And now we have the biggest aged population in the world. Same numbers for Japan and China as well. China's more than doubled its population to 1. Almost 5 billion. India is the same. And so there's been a decision by BlackRock on record, and Bill Gates has given speeches at TED Talks about this, to just kill people at age 75. the main author of Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, has written essays and articles about how he hopes to die at 75. By the way, he's past 75 and hasn't died. He means he wants you to die at 75. Or younger, because they can't pay you your pension funds. They've stolen the money. And they don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff. They want you to die. There's the article in The Atlantic, owned by Steve Jobs' wife, that promotes pedophilia. So, here's an article, and there's a bunch of these, and I actually have the study. Sweden bombshell report demolishes COVID-19 pandemic response. Many elderly people were administered morphine instead of oxygen despite available supplies effectively in their lives. And it goes on to say that bioethics boards and following directives of the UN and what Fauci said, this is global medical system, killed them. Oh, you don't get oxygen, you get morphine that makes you stop fighting and makes you stop struggling when you're not getting air, so you die. Because you're supposed to wake up when you're not getting enough air and you know, walk around. That's one of the things you do. But no, to just take this, go to sleep, die. But hey, they went further in the United States and Canada and the UK. Here's the study, Evaluation of Science Advanced During the COVID-19 Pandemic in Sweden. It gets worse, just got to go read it. Look at this New York Times article back in 2017 about a execution drug that's also a common sedative, but it says on the insert, do not take this if you're having breathing problems. It will kill you. And it goes into, when the chemist named Armin Walzer invented the sedative more powerful than Valium more than 40 years ago, he thought his team had found something really special. It goes on to say, but it kills people. And it's midazolam. And England bought more than 100 times what they'd ever bought before, 6 months before COVID, and stockpiled it. And then the government, their National Health Service, ordered to give it to people who couldn't breathe. There it is. Doctors asked for death penalty drugs to treat coronavirus. These are 25 states that still have the death penalty. So the left's like, oh, don't kill a child molester or child murderer, but oh my God, let's give the old people their shot. Death penalty states urge to release stockpiles of drugs for COVID-19 patients. Yes. Yes, give them the lethal injection. Drug scandal. Care homes accused of using powerful sedatives to make coronavirus victims die more quickly as use skyrocketed. That was the triage argument. Oh, the hospitals are to be so full, we'll just kill the old people to make room. But all that was a lie. Stay in your house 15 days, wear a mask, only 15 days, so the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. And it was all 2 years later, the worst part about 15 days to flatten the curve the first 2 years, ladies and gentlemen. Midazolam injection is being used to kill people in the UK. Big articles on that. So, did care homes use powerful sedatives to speed COVID deaths? Number of prescriptions for the drug doubled during the height of the pandemic. Yeah, and they stockpiled it so you could do that. So that's all the articles on it. There's a bunch of others. But they're not accused. They did it and killed other people. And here it is. Supplies of sedative used for COVID-19 patients diverted from France to avoid potential shortages. Yes, we've got to give it to people who can't breathe, even though it says don't give it to someone that can't breathe. Yes, yes, keep them comfortable. Oh, FDA reports shortage of sedative drug used for putting COVID-19 patients on ventilators so they don't struggle. And it goes on and on. Oh, and even a small overdose of the drug that's used to calm people kills you. There's a Daily Mail article from years ago. Isn't that sweet? And they gave them three times what you're supposed to give them and killed them. But it's liberal. Witnesses describe the effects of execution drug, midazolam. But, oh, no, it's for COVID patients. Oh, there was such a shortage, too. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I really appreciate everybody calling in. We'll go into all the different subjects you want here. And then we got Roger Stone popping in for a couple seconds. We'll continue on with your calls and so much more. And then I am doing a special Saturday show. I didn't do the other live show I said because I was sick and didn't know why I was dizzy. It turned out to be a sinus infection. They thought it was my heart or something. It was ridiculous. It was my sinus. Now the middle ear infection's not there, and I'm not, like, wheeling around and, you know, having problems. I had to, like, hold on to the microphone, just kind of focus, or I was stumbling around the office. So we're going to be taking your calls. But I will tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., set up guest everything. I will be live, commercial-free, taking your phone calls tomorrow. And then, of course, the Sunday show from 4 to 8 p.m. of myself, Owen Schroyer, and Chrissy Lee. They exposed this elementary school with the open pedo training going on and so much more. And the police got called on her because, you know, the main crime is stopping any leftist operation. That's all coming up on the Sunday show as well. And I've got some of that next hour I'm going to show you. But right now, who do we got here? We got Johnny. We got Mary. We got Johnny. Two Johnnies in a row. We got Greg, Jack, Bart, Carlos, Ed, Alex, and many others. And let's go ahead and talk to a Florida caller. Let's talk to Alex in Florida. Alex, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to focus on, you know, the lack of virtue and the lack of morale that we see in this country. Because when you look at everything going on, whether it's Ukraine and Biden, the lack of temperance and prudence there, the lack of justice when it comes to how we're treating our citizens. And when you study history, which I know you're a fan of, you know, the decline of virtue has preceded the destruction of every nation.
Absolutely. We are selfish, lying babies, and so we're going to collapse and die.
Well, and I'm hoping that when it comes down to the people, people are going to be the ones that stand up. You know, in my local community, I'm working with local farmers trying to get local produce growing. And I try to stick to my niche, which is health and nutrition. And I try to spread the news and spread the love that way and tell everybody what they need to know in my niche. And then I just hope that when it all comes down to it, people stick up to their virtues and they do the right thing, because that's what it's really going to come down to. You know, no institution is better than the people that comprise it, and our government do not reflect us. So it really does come down to us. So whatever gimmicks or games they want to pull, it's just going to come down to the virtue that we all have in our hearts. And like you said the other day, that true connection with God is what's really going to save this country.
100%. And I mean, look, it goes from, oh, just let homosexuals get married, to let us have access to your 5-year-old to tell them they're really another sex so we control their whole development, robbing their whole future. This is about total control of our children.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And on a side note, you know, everybody needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Definitely buy DNA Force, especially with everything going on. It's a great supplement. I took mine this morning. And also, too, with mitigating the harmful effects of EMF, Mr. Jones, I highly recommend looking to Aries Tech. Aries, like the Zodiac, and Tech. I have it all over my technology, on my phone, on my iPad, on my computers. I think you would really, really like and appreciate it.
I will, brother. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to go right back to your calls on the other side. And since he mentions that, we have the biggest sale in our history, 75% off on more than 100 items. And a lot of these are great T-shirts, great books, great films that I said order or make that I never promoted because I get so busy. So these are really things a lot of you never heard of. They're like great shirts, great flags, great ball caps, great supplements, great films, great books. 75% off. A bunch of them are 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the front page. You'll see the link and find stuff from 30 to 75% off. It helps us clear out our warehouse and get money we need in to operate this operation. Thank you.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Kellen, then we'll go to Bart, Carlos, and many others. Kellen in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call, man. First of all, I wanted to plug your down and out off your InfoWarsStore.com. I took a bunch of prescription sleeping medicines, been struggling with sleep problems for 3-4 years. Started taking down and out about 2 months ago, and it totally changed my sleep cycle. It hits pretty quick, and you do sleep throughout the night. So I wanted to thank you for pointing me on to that.
Well, that's my biggest problem, is that all these supplements are cutting edge, top of the line, and I forget to take them all myself. When I remember to take Knockout, that isn't as strong. That's good, folks. Sometimes you don't want the strongest thing compared to Down and Out or Rocket Rest. There are three different formulas, three different systems. They're all very different, but Down and Out is the strongest, and it does it naturally, so it's not like a sleeping pill that makes you sleep, but you're not getting REM sleep. It actually puts you into your natural sleep. You just reminded me that I exhausted a bottle of it like 6 months ago and never took it home to put it by my bed. I am the worst about taking my own supplements.
Yeah, Alex, I'd recommend you get right back on it, man. I think it definitely helped me. And like you said, you don't feel like you're hungover the next day. You don't feel lethargic. kind of just get up and attack the day, man. So I just really wanted to thank you for alerting me to that.
Brother, I want to thank you for keeping us on air, because all I want to do is beat these globalists. So you're our sponsor. Thank you so much, Kellen. What is your point on the whole Great Reset?
Yeah, Alex, again, I was a little skeptical about it at first, you know, 2 years ago when they first started with the lockdowns and the 15 days to slow the spread. And as my brother actually turned me on to you and actually started watching you, and I was like, this guy makes a lot of sense. I started doing a little bit more digging, you know, on some of the topics you were talking about. And it's just crazy to me how blatant in your face it is. It's almost like they think we're that stupid that people don't notice it. And then I look at people in the street and I'm like, you guys are in a trance. So it's kind of hard, you know. I do my best to stay red-pilled and try to inform people in a polite way. You know, I don't want to call them an idiot or call them stupid. I kind of just want to be like, hey, how do you not see this information that's right in front of your face? It's almost like there's a veil, and I feel like the veil has been kind of 50% lifted, and yeah, we got 50% of the country that thinks, you know, that believes in what we're talking about with the Great Reset and the globalists, and you got people that the other half look at us like we're crazy. So I don't know. I've been praying a lot. I don't know where this thing's going, man. So I just wanted to thank you for keeping everybody informed, and it definitely made a believer out of me. So thank you.
Brother, God bless you. And look, what's happened is, Kellen, is they've put people in a near-trance state medically. That's on record. And then they can program animalistic, mindless, angry areas of their brains and basically then turn them into robots that they control. And so what we're seeing is the weaker-minded people, for whatever reason, their upbringing, whatever, that have succumbed to the control. And as things get worse, they don't turn against the system and think that it screwed them over. They think us not submitting is the reason things aren't working. Does that make sense? So they think the inflation's really Trump's fault. They think it's really Putin's fault. They don't know that Klaus Schwab and the UN won inflation to bankrupt them, to make them totally desperate so they can control them. Look, take black folks. They had less illegitimacy 60, 70 years ago after World War II than whites. White illegitimacy was about 8%. Black illegitimacy was about 5%. Now black illegitimacy is at 80%. White illegitimacy is about 50%. But they came in with money and government loans and said, don't have your man in the house, broke down the family, hyped up gangster culture, and destroyed the black community. This is a scientific plan. Thank you for the call, Kellen. God bless you. That was another great call. Let's go ahead and go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say, if we don't take radical action now, historians will, in the future will refer to 2022 as the beginning of the second great American depression. I'm asking you to help us boycott gas and diesel, say 1 or 2 days a week on their busiest days, and try to shut them down. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm not an economist, but here's the deal. Once they create scarcity, you can boycott somebody when there's not scarcity and it gets their attention. When there's not enough gas or diesel to sell, particularly diesel, that's the big shortages of that, as you alluded to, in Europe and the U.S., then they just don't care. And so what we need is to somehow inform people about this scam, and our energy is being cut off. But if the American people don't see Biden shutting down all these pipelines like Keystone and others and then wonder why the prices are going up, then that's their fault, but it's not their fault. Biden has like a 25% approval rating, even in Cook polls. Even Democrats are turning against him, getting it's a scam. The problem is they steal elections, and they're betting their whole midterm in 228 days on terror attacks by patriot movements. 2 weeks ago, Homeland Security officially said they believe there'll be a patriot terror attack dealing with election integrity, claiming Trump won. That way, when we question the election that they're going to steal in 228 days, they stole the last one, why wouldn't they steal this one? Then you're a terrorist, you see, if you question that. So you see where they're going, brother?
Yes, sir. And I also heard about a possible strike at in the California oil refinery. I don't know if it's going to happen, but they're talking about it. So there's another.
Yes, sir. There are strikes all over because they're trying to make them be inoculated. That's why the New York globalist mayor had to back off, because all these movie stars and sports people wouldn't come to New York because they're not going to take the shots. They tell you to take the shots, but they're not taking them. That he had to back off and say, we're not going to make rich people take the shots, only poor people. I'm not joking. Talk about discrimination. Talk about medical apartheid.
Yeah, so I just also want to point out, I don't know if anybody's ever said this, but just the fact that I got through, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, that I just passed the IQ test because the liberals are too stupid to get through to you on the phone.
Brother, I hear you. I absolutely hear what you're saying. Where do you think this is all going, Bart?
Well, I get feelings about these bad things that are going to happen, and I just feel that even though I know it's going to happen, there's nothing we can do to stop it. It's just too powerful. So all you can do is pray to Jesus, and you get ready to meet God.
I totally agree, because you know why? We turned on God. We killed billions of babies, 60-plus million in the U.S., we did all this, and that's why the devil knows to get us to do evil, and God removes himself, and then we're screwed. And so, yeah, we're going to get hurt. The question is, how bad? I totally agree with you. People ask me all the time, like, how are you dealing with all the demonization and lies and Justice Department trying to indict you? And all? And I'm like, we're all on a sinking ship together. How do you think I'm dealing with it? And you're sitting right next to me, brother. I mean, we are all in the same situation. Bart, thank you for that point. Since I mentioned it, let me actually show you the clip. I'm not like mainstream media that just says something and then never shows it. You know, Jones is a Nazi. Never show it because it's not true. This is the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, who ran on getting rid of the mandate, then wouldn't get rid of the mandate, but now nobody wants to come to New York, including just, you know, outsiders. So now he's saying, well, if you don't live in the city, you don't have to have the shots. Wow. So you're like an underclass of slaves that have to serve the system, but all the rich people don't have to take the deadly injections. And then if you look at him, it's all black people on the stage with him. Like, look, it's all black people. So you need to do what I say and let the globalists raise your taxes and be above the law. And only black people basically get kicked out of places if they don't take the shots. It's medical apartheid. But it's okay because he's black, see? They use blackface to carry out their execution operation. Here he is.
That is not only the game of baseball, but that's the game of life. And we have to be on the field in order to win in both the game of life. Today I signed Emergency Executive Order 62, expanding the performance exemption to private employer mandates. This is about putting New York City-based performers on a level playing field. Day one, when I was mayor, I looked at the rule that stated hometown players had an unfair disadvantage for those who were coming to visit. And immediately, I felt we needed to look at that. But my medical professionals say, Eric, we're at a different place. We have to wait until we're at a place where we're at a low area and we can reexamine some of the mandates. We're here today. Currently, only non-residents are exempt under this executive order. We expanded it to residents of New York City.
Wow.
It's unimaginable. We were treating our performers.
Shut it down. Let's just stop. So, if you live in New York, you got to take a shot. And then he spins that and goes, but if you're a performer that lives there, you don't have to. It goes on. I mean, this is next level, folks. I mean, you're a good little globalist, you don't have to take the shot. You're not, you got to take it. I mean, next level. And by the way, that's some big news on the shots I haven't gotten to. But I'm going to finish up with calls and go to Roger Stone, and I'm going to hit this. Remember that Rafael Nadal that put down Djokovic? He can't even play anymore. But there's more to the story. He took his shot. There's consequences.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.